Straight on goal, Simon!
AFCON 2022. My name is Elozinam.
Your boy, Shea Wolo.
We are live at the
Ball Gecko Park.
Come on, it is electric!
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Ball Gecko Podcast. I'm Mayive.
And I'm Naz.
And I'm Shea.
Hi, guys.
Hello, dude.
All right, so today we're going to be talking about the Super Eagles. From Jollof War to World Cup War.
Basically, versus
yes. Wait, I don't understand why you so say Jollof War. Please, hello. I want those people that just don't say it's a war. There's no contest there. Leave the Jollof where the Jollof is. Let's just go to the football. Leave the Jollof where the Jollof got to be. What are you talking about?
Sean, sir.
Wow. Will tell me Jollof, people that don't walk in Jata, they don't eat pepper. They're telling me
they
don't Jata, man.
Washiri.
They have Jata.
But I mean, they're still our long-standing rivals, in, I think, in every aspect of country. Anyhow, you look at the country.
I don't know. We are neighbors.
Can you people not say not that? Hello, have you seen the size of that place?
Lagos, yes. I said it earlier.
You've seen the size. So how do you now want to compare a country that's managing that size to their own size?
Kumasi is probably Ikeja and Ogudu together.
Yeah, now so...
Maybe a little bit of, but this is Bagada be sorry, Magudu. You say that's Kumasi, and Accra is probably
Ghana and Lagos.
no travels have been set today yet. So I mean,
but really, it's not about size.
It's easier to control now when the land is easy to control, easy to implement stuff. Now. But that big.
So should do like Lagos versus Ghana.
You can do like Ogun State versus Ghana. We can't even use Oyo.
The back keeps getting lower.
We can't even use Oyo. Oyo na like Benin, Togo, Ghana.
Somebody is going to do a reply. To this our podcast.
Who is going to do the best? You can only reply, respond.
Shatawali.
Hold on.
He wants to pick Water Richard. He wants to pick Pepper Richard.
But the bit about this is, even with their small geographical size, they still have talents to cause Nigeria problems.
You know the funny thing?
They are one of the biggest footballing nations in Africa too.
They've won more Nations Cup than us.
They have a lot of history.
I still rep my country.
They have a very rich country.
Sadly, we don't have as many cups as they did, but...
I mean, I don't know.
We'll use the cup where we get it. Drink the drink where we need drink.
Ashiri, I feel that, bro.
All right, so straight to football. I think we should start with the stats. So Nigeria has played Ghana 56 times. Ghana has won 26. Nigeria has won 12.
The bit about this is, I think some of those matches were. Chill, I'm getting some.
Right.
I've never paid my picture finish.
Yeah,
so apparently, for some weird reason, some of these matches were played even before Nigeria became Nigeria. So on that note, I mean,
I don't care, bro.
Personally, I would.
Okay, that time it was when he was still called.
I don't care, bro. Yes, okay, so the last four times,
United States.
Exactly. The last four times Niger that area. We have played Ghana, Ghana has won 3, we've won 1.
Yeah, recent history was there.
And the suspect is Aive with the way they.
Yes, it's probably yes. Is I don't know.
Maybe he gets some Kumasi bloodline.
No, probably yeah. He's one leg.
No,
one
the
leg.
Only thing I like about Ghana is the ass, bro.
Oh, that way you're tech, ne?
I thought we're talking about football here, though.
you like the Ghanaian booty.
Oh yeah, I love the booty.
Okay, so, okay, maybe that part we could talk, say, if you talk, say, maybe Ghana try pass.
No.
Have you been to UNILAG?
Nah.
Okay.
Did
you see the passion of my guy?
Calling out the booty girls, may they come outside.
Oh, yeah! The real talents are showing, the real talents.
This is Ball Gecko Park.
Huge for Liverpool, heartbreaking for West Ham.
So the last four times Nigeria has played Ghana, Ghana has come out top. So, you know, until recently, I've been very confident about us. But I realized that where we dominated was our 94 guys. You know, 94.
That was the squad.
They went like 6
that
games
was
and Nigeria was, it was all green. Nigeria
all winning.
Yeah.
Well, how were these? Were these convincing wins or just, I mean...
Oh, there was three zeros.
Are you kidding me?
Zeros. But it's not really convincing. Ghana is not a small side, though. You know,
geographically,
like
they might be small, but
they have talent.
Yeah, exactly.
They do.
You know, small man, big God.
Exactly. They do. That they give off that vibe of, you know, they don't look like they have a lot. But you get into it and you want to go against them and you see that and they stand up.
Yeah, them. These guys are like, they put up that wall.
Hardworking people.
I agree.
Hardworking.
Nobody say una hard working rituals, child. On the, but on when it comes true, to football,
but we respect them still. In because football. They still have Michael ACN.
They have the
they have some serious players now.
In terms of stars, I don't think we have Mikel Obi, but Michael ACN.
Ah, Obago Sido.
And we're not the quality.
Akocha Sido.
Michael ACN was world class in his own.
So wait,
all these players are
time. So wait,
Akocha was a dribbler.
What?
I'm
suspecting this guy. Hold
on. Are you going to ignore our the most expensive Accra player right now?
Osimhen.
Yes. I mean, he's not.
But Osimhen is not a world class.
Exactly. But I mean, we have something about them. Like anyhow.
Now.
No, but we are saying even before we still had. Excuse me.
Yes, we always had like
stock now. Adanela Mokachi, Amunike, come on now, what are you saying?
So, I think the only person that stands out for them is even Michael Essien. I can't think of
Yeah, that's the first person. No,
they have other players that...
But the biggest, that's the biggest.
Gyan was also big, but...
He's not as big as Michael Essien.
His club career, Essien stands above all. I think Essien and Mikel are both Chelsea, yeah.
But the fact that he now went to Madrid.
Chelsea.
And Chelsea. Man, he wanted to buy him too.
Have
you forgotten? So what really shocked me coming up for this podcast was the fact that these guys flaws if it's statistics if we're checking
which is why I don't
massive
yeah, I don't base this our next fixture against them the World Cup qualifier.
You know the last time we played them was 2013 so okay we can say it was long ago blah 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 but still we can't erase the fact that 4 games they won 3. And you know the funny thing is that you know coming up to this game, Nigeria is more confident.
Exactly.
And it's like Nigeria is always more confident.
Maybe that's why I'll tell you that.
And then next they just
swag.
Yeah, so look at it now. You said the last game we played was 2013.
Yeah.
Literally 9 years ago from now. Mm-hmm. That game will never have an impact on tomorrow on the game.
True, because it's like a new era. Except for Suleiman Tari.
Yeah.
Suleiman Tari is
I think that's
I think that's the only person that was in that game.
Is he still playing?
Funny enough,
they want to call him on.
They want to put
him on.
Yeah,
they should.
That Sule Muntari. It was the one who assisted the last game that he won us. It was the one who gave.
Sule
Muntari, one of
them. You know, he had an issue in Ghana. First of all, he had an issue where they said he slapped an official.
Okay.
And then he said he wasn't going to apologize, so they barred him from the league. So recently, he came back to Ghana.
Okay.
Something like Ahmed Musa Dinwed, who was looking for a club, and then they won a cup. I can't remember what they called the cup. So because they won that cup, I think he has played like 4 games or 3 games this year. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, we be like, boss, today this guy, buddy. So they are trying, before they said he has to apologize before they will phase out the ban, but now they are saying maybe he's going to play, maybe he's not going to play.
I'll say you'll shift post. Yeah, they'll shift
post. But you know the funny thing is that, we're complaining about Odion Ighalo.
Yes, I am still complaining about him.
And then Ahmed Musa.
I'm still complaining about him.
Now this Sule Muntari.
I can't complain about
so
him.
So we're beds of the same feather.
No, not necessarily. Nigeria. The thing is, we should do better because we always claim our bigger. We call ourselves
giants
of Africa, and we're only giants in mouth.
We need to replicate it
and probably
giants in music. Well. Apart from music,
noise.
Nah.
That's all still just yeah. It's all mouth.
Emotional damage.
No, I disagree completely.
Okay, hold on. I'll take back what I said and come again. Yeah. So music, I mean, yes, we're there, but we're talking about football here, and then we don't even have as many Nations Cup as they have.
True.
That's standard. Now going to head, they are still ahead of us again. The numbers, there's no number you want to bring out that Ghana doesn't favor Nigeria except population.
Money, so we have more money going around.
By the time you look at it, you see, you gotta check numbers.
Because we have bigger space, so if you can,
wait. Am I the only patriotic guy up in this place?
No.
Because I don't understand it. Did this guy don't try? Don't try. Hello. Are you trying to compare?
No.
Please let's stick to football.
Exactly.
Let's stick to this football conversation. Because it's about lossy bears. You know, if we go into that, if we delve into that information, I mean, trust me, yes, SEC can just decide to carry Nigeria.
But I think this World Cup qualifier. It's a very big match, to be fair.
It's more scary than we realize. That's the honest truth.
But and that's it. I think Nigerians during the Nations Cup tournaments, they had that feeling of we're playing so well in our group. We're looking like
we were expecting more now.
I'm coming out. So we're looking at Ghana. We're looking like Ghana. I think Ghana they dropped out from the group stage.
Yes, they were.
So
terrible.
I mean, after that happened, Nigerians came up with this mindset of we are probably going to not bigger. We are going to decimate them in the World Cup qualifiers.
Yeah.
But today, here and now, I am not going to stand on my 2 feet and bet all I have in my account and say.
Because we lost the game against Tunisia.
It's not just Tunisia. I'm trying to put it between Ghana. And
in terms of the quality of the squad. Definitely, we have a better.
I don't think so.
We do.
Ghana have. That's so. Hold on. The thing is, chew. Hold on. Yes, I know you're looking at me like that. Just chew. Just chew. Hear me out.
Okay.
So as much as we know Nigerian players because we're Nigerians.
Okay.
If you ask a Ghanaian football lover to come and mention the players that are available for them right now, you'd be surprised at the quality.
Really.
The thing is,
quality doesn't lie, no?
Yes, so you are not here about these players. You are not here about these players, but these players are actually star players wherever they are.
They are star players playing
where? In what club? I was not heard about them.
If I'm not mistaken, whenever football news comes out with a general, you know, it comes out generally.
See, Mohamed Salah, we all know.
Yeah, exactly.
Keita, yes, we all know.
I know all of us here know the Arsenal midfielder.
Koulibaly, we all know.
We all know the Arsenal midfielder.
I'm telling you that if you are good,
Thomas Partey.
Really? His name now.
You start from there. Do you have any mutual exclusion? Because you cannot come and tell me you have
Ndidi
will not stand beside Partey.
Can you imagine Ndidi, what this guy is saying?
Ndidi, no, hold on. I'm not trying to be non-patriotic, but I'm just saying quality.
I'm not
wise.
Telling you about being patriotic. Quality-wise, Ndidi of Leicester City.
Partey is better than Ndidi. I'm sorry. Yes. To be fair, man to man.
I don't know what to say.
Maybe you went to a party yesterday.
Perhaps. But here's what I have to say.
How will you say that?
As a rounded footballer, Ndidi offers you nothing significant offensively.
You don't have to be.
What does Ndidi play again?
Defensive midfielder.
Good.
So what?
You
know the
so
policy.
Listen to it now.
See, there was a question.
Defensive contribution and also the attacking contribution.
You can't still compare. Okay. There was a question they asked Arsene Wenger. They said, "Focus on your weakness or your strength."
It's focus on your strength.
Yes, so, bruh, you know the player, you know what he's also, good at.
Yeah. So you do what he can do.
Simple.
Which is why,
guess what?
These are the same people that when the guy tries to do offense and they go and score. You say,
Okay now. Just look at it, yeah? So you have said do everything to your strength and everything. So you are going to put Ndidi for one reason on the pitch. Ndidi, go and defend for me. Don't do anything else.
Ndidi will hold the ball.
Listen.
Ndidi will give you possession. Ndidi will distributes
okay.
To the nearest man.
Good. And do you know what Partey will do?
What?
You do all of this and more.
Partey.
But hold on.
Hey.
Hold on. Wait.
Are we talking about the same Partey?
Maybe. I want us to do something now.
Did you watch Partey in the Nations Cup?
He didn't play well now. He wasn't exceptional.
Even in,
don't worry.
Hold on.
No. Partey is actually coming to form right now for us now.
Are you sure?
Yes.
So if we're calling star players in Arsenal.
No. Performance wise, I.
So can you talk about Leicester and not talk about Ndidi?
Yes, Ndidi has not. Ndidi has been on the pitch for a little bit. Like he has been in and out of the team
because of the Nations Cup now. An injury, not very else.
This is the beauty about it. You have a reason to say because.
So last year,
but
what
I'm telling
happened?
You that this guy's quality. This guy's quality is so good that he's in a better team that they will throw him right back into the team immediately. Comes back immediately. Is available
because they don't.
Good.
They're in Arsenal. You think Ndidi will not bench Partey?
I don't think so.
Are we talking about the Unibanga squad too?
Needs
to blow.
That's the squad.
So why wouldn't they decide to destroy the guy?
As he comes back from a
tedious event like the African Cup.
I'm trying my best not to say that part, but
wish I went to go and play ball. Please wait first. I need to understand something.
Let him land.
Wait first.
Let the eagle land.
So now, Ndidi, after he match, he didn't enter the team straight to go and play. He still had to do one or two things.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy, they just carry him and dump him back. Why?
And he annihilated record immediately. Wait. Don't worry.
That kind of just helps the point I'm trying to make.
I'll drop facts that don't even support what I'm saying. But here's what I'm saying now. Let's do something and do Nigeria 11, Ghana 11. We're not so well versed in Ghana with Ghanaian players as much as we are with Nigeria. So I think this conversation already favors Nigeria. We'll call our defenders Cruz Ekong. We'll call everybody and they will not even know who to pick for. Yes, we'll not know
who
to
pick
for. But let's now call the ones we know for Ghana and then match them with their with their opposite numbers in Nigeria and see the quality. Let's start from the midfield and let's just go to Partey and Ndidi first. I don't think so. This is you being
You know, if you check stats for in the English Premiership for like the past four seasons, So, for tackles.
Sorry, when it comes to the Nigerian squad and any other African team, I'm biased.
Agreed.
It's not even about being biased. If we are calling star players,
I'm proud to be
Super
biased.
Eagles. There's so, no
wait,
how
my EV.
You won't call Ndidi. That's like the only world class we have.
I can see that very clearly. But what I'm saying here is, with what you know, do you think Nigeria has a straight route to the final and they have nothing to worry about in Ghana?
Even
as you have said that they have better quality than Nigeria. Around
we do have something to worry about because we from
you can
recently,
see yeah,
we can see that our boys have a way of losing their focus.
Now, wow.
But like they did in the Nations Cup.
No,
about Nigeria,
no, they received a phone call. They received a phone call.
That's also true. That's also very
true. They received a phone call.
You know that's the saddest part?
Yeah.
There's every tendency that the man that phone called them will be present.
We'll be
present.
And that next one.
Yeah.
And we've lost the match again.
on that note, are you now on my side to tell me that
I'm not on your side? No, wow. See, you can never say what transpired in the course of that conversation by the phone. You get me?
True.
Yeah, but
true.
I just said, make I just stop for
exactly.
This.
Exactly. Yes. Let's pause there. But the truth about it is, Ghana, I very, very.
They can't be ruled
opposition.
Out.
Yes, they can never be ruled out. And,
I agree.
And they also have
every single Ghanaian match with Nigeria. There's always something. There's always something.
And you know, serious. Why it is actually scary for me is that since I was born and I am old, never has there been in Nigeria Ghana that Nigeria has not been more confident. We have always
and guess what?
Us.
The numbers now see favor Ghana that are not as confident as us. Yes.
I'm now like, you know, we have a tendency of doing something as Nigerians. We overrate our players in a
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
We overrate everything about ourselves.
Yes. We don't like to accept the fact that these guys are not as good as we think that they are. That's the honest truth. Because we are Nigerians and that's who we are. So for that mere reason, I hope that we understand the quality in this Ghanaian squad and we're not going to think that
they should understand this quality, because I mean the fact is there are even players that are missing out in this Ghanaian team that I'm happy that they are missing out because of the quality that you have. Let's start with Kamal Din Sulemana. Have you heard of him before? This winger is in France.
Oh yes, I think so.
He's so good. He's 19, I think he's gonna be 20. He's 20 soon. And there is Mohamed Kudus that just came out from injury for Ajax. Mm-hmm. Players like in that, their midfield is choked up. Then
I'm glad that this guy did not decide to switch.
Is that
Hudson Odoi?
He might still though.
But I don't think he will switch before Nigeria Ghana. Definitely.
Yeah, yes, obviously. That's what happens.
But you know the good thing about Nigeria that I know, it's very hard for a star player to shine against us. We have a way of blocking players out. So Nigeria knows how to stick to a plan, and that's our number one issue. To now get out of that plan.
It'll now be the problem in the course of the game.
It's a very great. So if there is a star player before a match, the same way we marked out Mo Salah, even though he still showed flashes, and that this is Mo Salah for crying out loud.
Ballon d'Or Mo Salah.
Yeah. I don't see.
Yeah, so that's what I call it.
I don't see Partey.
Hey, Mo Salah with the IP for you.
I don't know. I don't see Partey coming into this game to now do something. We know that this is their star player.
Quality, so definitely, there's special attention. Well,
so where I'm scared for Nigeria is that we can now play in Niger. And then in 9 minutes they will now score one mad goal and that's it.
Niger.
But I believe Nigeria, that this match, because we know that it's Ghana, I want to hope that we know that we should bring our A game, and it is not going to be a walk in the park.
I'm also optimistic on Nigeria's chances for qualifying for the World Cup. I think Nigeria,
because we did well in the Nations.
Yes, we're not as terrible
as you presumed.
Yes, no, it's not even I presume. I don't expect Nigeria to go far. And Nigeria did not go far. Don't worry, it's also a
Nigeria. You didn't expect Nigeria to churn the numbers.
Yes, that
expect network to go through for that call to happen.
that group series was fantastic, and it's probably one of our best
ever.
What? Form.
It's our best ever.
Yes. Do you know how arrogant I was that period?
Your shoulders would have been very high.
My shoulder, they touch.
Exactly, I understand. I can relate. But now, this is a straight up knockout head to head with one of our biggest rivals in the country. In the history of Nigeria, in the history of Ghana, these are like the two West African powerhouses.
Yes.
West African and Classical, if I might call it. So you don't expect you are not just going to that match and thinking because I probably have more population than I have a bigger name than them.
Nah.
Then therefore I should win automatically.
Paper doesn't even matter.
Exactly.
It's not what we have
so
as
much as I want and I hope
one team come out from one place, go win Champions League. There are some things that come out from nowhere. I just suddenly just so
much. Yes, well, I mean, we'll drop that.
You know, when I was talking about sticking to plans, I didn't talk about some other thing.
Sometimes you.
But I did not say United.
Yes, I agree. I mean, nobody said Chelsea yet as well. Well, some people, you know, just like to, you know, you want to treat your own shots back when it's unnecessary. But
of course,
let us.
I don't see how you counted an extra one. I just had one.
Let's focus on our starting lineup. That I'll be our pick, the top players that are going to play for us. Who are you looking at that is going to shine in this game? You know, there was an issue with Umar Sadiq. I think 6 days ago, he was talking about him being angry at the fact that Nigerians are saying he's a national, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it was the politics was behind like, calling him up and all of that. Yeah.
For this, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so
I feel really that's rubbish.
Yes, no.
It's not. Well,
is it what are said it, or
what people are saying?
Yes.
But I think there's truth in it to some extent. I've listened to some ex-internationals talk about it, and they actually do say it as much as possible.
That is politics in the
Kingdom.
Yeah,
there is a selection of
John Obu said something like that. Yeah.
Yes,
of course.
Everybody knows. I think that's probably public knowledge. Yeah.
Yes, but I just believe why he got angry was that they are watering down the hard work that he puts in. He worked out. That's why he's at that level for them to put him in for that region.
He's in the provisional squad, but he's not in the main 25 that Iguavoa has scored.
He's in Masa the main Sadiq. Squad. Yeah. I thought he was in provisional.
So apparently it's Awoni that is Awoni.
No. Awoni is the professional. And that other guy, the other striker too, that was everywhere. Eduke is there too. That other guy,
that keeper. That keeper that all the girls want to die.
Okay. Yeah, he's never going to start. Don't worry.
He's going to start. Okay, at least hopefully in Jesse.
He played well. There was a time he played well. He had some racism issue.
Yeah.
Stood up to the person. I feel
change it for the guy.
That's who he is. He will get better. Hopefully,
he's young. He's 22.
Yes, so he still has a very.
He has a lot. But so that's talking from the goalkeeper. Nigeria should be okay, if not solid, but okay.
I'm hoping at the very least that guy should call MVP.
Who?
The keeper.
That means no goals, no goals, really well.
I'm glad Odion Ighalo is in the squad to start.
I'm not glad
with.
I want to find out
what's your beef with Ighalo.
We should move past, we should leave the old and start with the new.
Nothing about leaving the old.
That's your own take on it.
Yes,
crying out loud.
He's allowed to think that. Yes, he's allowed. It's the same thing that's happening in the country now.
Let me show you. Do you know the quality of young attackers we have coming out from Nigeria?
It's not about quality. These guys are not.
Do you know what happened in the Nations Cup?
Sometimes experience.
But guess what? These young guys will never have experience if you don't give them playing time now.
The chance to play actually.
Exactly. So they need to start playing now.
It's not about having the chance. This is an important game. It's two games. Just two games.
That's why I believe that quality.
So now we don't. This is not a time to be putting people that are no experience. Hell no.
Hold on. Do you know you're ruining their experience like as if they have zero experience? They have a level of experience. Probably not
compared
as much
to Ighalo.
Exactly. That's what I'm going
to. Compared to like Victor Moses.
Hold on. That's what I'm going to.
Now, see, look at Chukwueze. Wait. You know what experience does? In the Nations Cup, Chukwueze was everywhere and he was nowhere. Several simple pass the ball, simple move here. Simple Victor Moses on that bench telling him as he's walking, that guy waiting, he go reason. So this guy knows what he's saying. And then these guys have done it at the biggest stage. He was highest goal scorer at the last Nations Cup before this one, for crying out loud.
Agreed.
Easily. So these are the kind of people that you bring in extra time or second half rather, or bring in, let them start the game. And especially when we need, it's not like you guys that boy brought your old man yesterday, everything lost.
How did we go back there again?
Come on, they say person value.
I'm not talking about my time. What a petty, you are a petty song. She. What?
Totally unnecessary and not valid.
I didn't expect to go to Europe all of a sudden.
Bringing in experienced heads would. It will ginger them. It's not belief. Tell me a top team without experience head.
Do you know you're calling a lot of experience head? I mean, if you're calling one or
why,
two.
Did you see Barcelona bringing in Daniel
one or two, no problem. Chill.
Look at Thiago Silva and Chelsea. Why do you think he's there?
Hear my own point. Relax. Hear my own point. Agreed. See, even the youngest teams, Ajax, with all their small boys, they have Dusanta Dike, 30 plus. That is, they're still in line with Captain Amba, and then they still daily blink. Everybody needs one.
And Ahmed Musa cannot do that alone.
I don't want Ahmed Musa to be in the squad. Because let me tell you, the quality, yes, experience. The quality.
Do you know Ahmed Musa would have done better than Chukwueze?
Wait, yes, Ahmed Musa experience. The quality is not enough for what we need. We're looking for better quality, not quality that is only run, only sorry.
So Adion Ighalo is not quality.
It's not quality.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Is the quality is there, but it has is we're trying to move on to greater things. We're trying to move on to the next level and not hold on. Like, I mean, it's nostalgia. Like, we know what I've done in the past. But if we don't give this new, the thing is,
how old is Adion Ighalo?
He's 30 plus, definitely. If not 32.
How old was Okocha when he left?
I don't know. 34.
How old was
34?
Joseph Yobo?
34 or thereabouts.
How old is Victor Moses now? He's 31.
Okay.
So
they should be going because the people that are there that should play in their place. How old are they? Hot
Cristiano? They are not.
Then they hot.
If there's anything that we have learned,
you not tell me you want to put 72 million Osimhen on the bench because there is an old experience or Adion Ighalo.
Definitely,
my guy.
Ighalo will play with Victor with Osimhen.
No, my dear, that's what happened. The best formation I'm going to get from Nigeria's attack is a supporting striker Kelechi Iheanacho behind centre forward Osimhen. That's
now,
best.
We are not saying these guys have to play every. The last Nations Cup that Joseph Yobo played, he played just two games.
Okay.
Even Okocha, the last Nations Cup he went for, he played like just two games. He was on the bench practically throughout.
Okay.
But these guys need to be there to point these guys in the right direction.
So being on the squad and playing are two different things. And you're in support of them just being in the squad and not taking playing time from these young boys that have the energy to move around.
Then not taking playing time except when necessary.
Okay, think about it this way. These experience pieces are like your threats, they're like your intimidation pieces.
Yes.
They're the pieces that you put on the board when you need to get the other team shook. Now I know once I just see this guy, he's going to slip up. He doesn't necessarily mean that guy should come and play the best game that he can
play.
He's
going to play the
But should come and just bring that psychological warfare to the board, like, yo, I'm here, people.
Yeah,
and then he allows those other guys that show themselves to the extent because the other team gets to direct their energy towards you, that intimidating piece, and forget the other band. That's when you see those other guys now doing their leg overs and things.
And not even only that, you're forgetting that the whole game is just 90 minutes. There are several training sessions,
that's what I'm saying. I mean,
several five-a-side,
it's almost a zero of calling for Victor Moses or America to play, and you have Moses Simon that is very hot. You know Moses Simon.
Moses Simon will definitely play here.
Oh, hey, you get.
Now,
you
know look at Chukwueze doing anyhow. Victor, do you think, don't lie to me, if Victor Moses was in this Nations Cup, you think he will not have been more dangerous? Do you know they will not focus on only Moses Simon in that game?
They would have divided their attention.
Victor Moses, change this one. Not only that, we know these guys have scored, Tunisia have scored. Mm-hmm. Then,
Ginger will change.
Second half, you see Adion Ighalo coming in. Adion Ighalo is here. Awoniyi is here.
Is Iwobi not supposed to be one of our experienced players?
He's still young. How old is Iwobi? To some extent, he's the next guy that is going to lead after all this other guy.
He should not even lead, he should be going.
Not like he's young.
Yes, sir.
There's a reason Frank Lampard likes this guy. See, this guy is not nice.
If I say something about Iwobi, I mean, people might hate me. But I think
then don't say it.
Say it. You think Iwobi what?
No, don't worry.
Say it, please.
Say, pause, I say
it. Iwobi shoots like a feminist.
That's not his strength. Everybody, like we said, focus on his strength.
See, I don't want to describe his strength. See, guess what? I don't describe how a feminist shoes because in my heart of hearts, I know I'm a feminist, but I don't feel like it will be. I get short power for leg, but it will be short. If he shoots from outside,
it will be a technical player now. Iwobi does not need to shoot.
Why would he need to shoot? I know he's a footballer. I mean, what do you?
He doesn't need to shoot. Good luck to him.
Okay.
I'm still trying to get
over this shoot like a feminist thing. Like,
I'm sorry.
How do feminists shoot again?
I don't. I'd rather not describe that.
I would advise you don't.
Yes.
So that's your issue with Iwobi.
No. I mean, I think.
You think Iwobi is not quality enough for Super Eagles?
Yes, quality, but not quality enough for Super Eagles. Victor Moses.
Super Eagles.
Chill. Listen to me. Victor Moses quality, but not. Iwobi is using Uncle Tax to be in Super Eagles. You should go and see that.
He's not.
Yes. Hold on. End it.
There's a reason Frank Lampard likes Iwobi now.
Let me start. Frank Lampard, how much does Frank Lampard know? Please, let's not go and talk like Frank Lampard is on and knows
he knows more than Ole.
Ogbeni has turned into legend versus legend. Please, I'm going.
I think we need to start dropping fines for irregular use of
this. I say,
because where did the Ole get into
totally
this conversation?
Why did you say Lampard does?
You haven't brought Lampard into the conversation.
You brought it.
So wait, Victor Moses is not quality enough. He will be not quality enough. Who
yes,
else? Ahmed Musa.
Yes, not quality enough.
Ighalo.
Expired quality.
So who is quality? Osimhen.
Yes, sir.
Who again?
I mean, Tyrone Murphy. You've probably not heard of Tyrone Murphy.
Who is that?
Tyrone Murphy.
So why have I not heard about
him? Because
Why do you think I've
been in that? Is a Nigerian striker in France?
In what country?
In France.
In what club?
Lorient. Don't worry. See, which club is Moses Simon playing for?
I've forgotten the name.
Thank you.
I've forgotten the name.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Moses Simon has been everywhere.
You know his quality, but you don't know his team. And he's in that French league with this Teremofi.
Oh.
He's in Nantes. Yes, he's one of the few. Yes, I mean, wait.
Listen, there's a reason.
Hear me now.
There's a reason people know you.
No problem. Here's what I'm saying.
Did you know we all knew Onyekuru?
Since Belgium, yeah.
Awoni.
Paul Onuachu.
We all know Onuachu.
Onuachu that won Ebony player last year. Now
we all knew Osimhen, even before he went to Napoli.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you are. There's this guy too in. Rangers that plays as a center back Aribu, and a left back. Okay.
Oh yeah, no, is it the defender that small boy? Guy. That small boy. Yeah,
Emeka.
Yes, it's
Bassi. Something Bassi. Yes, we all know.
Yes, it's a small boy.
There is a reason why people will.
No, but he's big. He's huge, bro.
The guy can play left back. Can play center back.
Yeah.
People are saying that he should be called up to the squad. I'm like, no.
No, I've seen that guy play. I'm not too.
So there is a reason why people will know you. It means you are doing
good. Yeah.
And then not only that. Wait now, Moses Simon.
It's good.
Let transfer window come.
We'll come and buy him. It's not today that.
See how our goalkeeper safe.
I don't think anybody's going to buy Moses Simon because this is not when Moses Simon's name was hot. It was Liverpool they were linking him to.
Yes.
Genk from Genk can be Genk. That's what.
You know, there is something wrong with. It's not just Super Eagles.
Yes,
it's
Africa. Yes. So
consistency.
It was Liverpool they were linking him with Awoni. I think they bought Awoni and then they're looking at Moses Simon after they think, oh, the Nigerian was moving. Yes, exactly.
Liverpool.
At the end of the day, it's not Super Villarreal. They are still playing like.
Sometimes injuries affect these guys. Moses Simon was injured for a very long time.
I'm just waiting for the next African that will win Ballon d'Or first. So that in my mind, I'll not just think it is a bias. Team because
Mo Salah is there.
Who was the other person that had chance of winning himself?
I don't see money, but if
Liverpool almost put up for that thing,
If
Liverpool should use mistakes to win Champions League, then I mean, you are looking at the next African, most likely the star of the team is Mo Salah.
True.
But that's Mane won Nations Cup and then you now win Champions League Liverpool, and so he's one of the other people to push forward for Africa. But going back to Nigeria Ghana, my thoughts on this is a very tight game. Me as a Nigerian, I do believe that Nigeria is probably going to make it through, but I am not 100% there. I'm not 80% there.
Never been once it comes to Nigeria.
60% because I'm disappointment. I've been taking so much in my life. I mean,
doesn't mean
I don't
they,
care.
They say love
I don't
hard,
care.
And when you fall,
you see
it.
My jersey. If Nigeria,
love hard.
Please, dear.
You know the funny thing, Nigeria killed one of my professors in school, and they announced in chapel. They were like, "We lost professor." Blah blah blah. During Nigeria versus da da da, and I'm like, wow. So I get where you're coming from.
He had that attack, or
yes, he had that.
Serious. The guy was going to his wife to bet.
Pause. But serious,
during
really?
The game, yeah, real life. So if you are going to put it down, score line, first leg, second leg.
Okay, first leg that we are not 100% sure of what is taking place, either in Benin Republic or Morocco. That's for the Ghanaians' home leg. A tight draw, probably 1-1, 0-0, nil-nil. Second leg, Nigeria should edge it to just one goal. I don't know how the scoreline can be 3-2, can be 4-3, can be 5-4, it can be 1-0, it can be 2-1. But I think Nigeria has that one goal that will just make the difference.
All right, first leg.
Scoreline, please.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
Okay, for the Ghana leg, I would say Nigeria will lead by like a goal.
Okay.
Then second leg,
my boys, they have a way of showing us Pepe. They most likely draw the home leg. I'm saying that we'll win, but there's one of the two games that Nigeria just surprise us. And to be that again, that they use.
Is it a negative surprise or positive surprise?
See, negative, of course.
They just have one way of taking the light more away. We are going there with confidence, but maybe they can just tell us that they receive phone call a night before that game, you know. But I know that our away game, we'll win by at least a goal difference. At the very least, a goal difference, let's say 2 maximum. But the other match. Oh my word, dicey.
One thing I'm hoping and praying for is that the referee doesn't impact this game in a way that it's, you know. The referee doesn't impact this game in a way that
Amen.
Affects
the, you know, they change the officials.
Yeah, exactly. Again. So that might also come.
Hopefully not give us that guy that
we'll scatter everything. So first leg, I'm thinking Nigeria Nigeria going there, yeah, we'll win. We'll edge them a goal advantage soon.
Okay.
See, then I think back here will be more strong because everybody's going to be present. So,
so you are basically saying Nigeria wins the two legs?
Yes. I expect us to win both
so
legs.
So straight, like both
straight
legs.
Wins.
A draw and a win, or no, sorry, a surprise and a win.
Exactly.
A win first, then.
It's a win, then a surprise.
A win and a surprise.
Then you.
A draw. I said the first leg is going to be very tight. Then the second one, we just nick it by the goal.
So that's a draw. That's a draw and a win.
Yeah, a draw and a win.
So, well, let us like the jollof rice. It's still Nigeria.
I mean, as long as we make it to the World Cup, anyhow, we'll make it.
If you make it to like we're going to get out of the group stage.
No, normal level. No, see the joy needs just getting to the World Cup.
Because I want to go to Qatar, please.
Exactly.
Oh,
I'll be here, so that's true.
Whatever you do, I want to go to Qatar.
All right, I don't mind, though.
It was great hanging out with you guys.
Thank you so much, my Evie. Let me greet you and say thank you so much. And thanks so much, Shay.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Why are you being polite like this?
Thank you so much.
Jesus, like Ayola said earlier.
For more podcast episodes, visit all your podcast listening platforms or story.bowlgecko.com. Also, follow us on Instagram @bowlgeckopod.